I am here on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Jiffy Lube in South Riding, Virginia has relocated to 43149 Town Hall Plaza next to the car wash. Both South Riding Jiffy Lube and the car wash are now open and under new ownership and management.
5 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway change is that we're almost down to all lanes open here. Outer loop before you get to River Road. Arrowboard's still there. They're trying to get the last of the vehicles cleared. Had six cars involved. As a result of this long-standing crash, outer loop delays back out of College Park and for 270 out of Gaithersburg. So everyone in those arteries just inching along to get by this crash. I'm seeing definite bailout traffic on Falls Road, Montrose Road. Everyone looking for a way around on this Monday morning on the ride in from the west, 66. We're doing okay now through Manassas and Centerville. Just a little bit of stop and go. Same story through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Earlier crash at 50. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks now gone. 395 heavy off the Beltway to get you down toward King Street, D.C. 295 north. Oh boy, coming off the Beltway, the lineup extends now almost onto the bridge, on the Wilson Bridge, to go north 295 toward the Naval Research Lab with the crash, and hang on the 14th Street Bridge. This looks like a new problem. I'm trying to pull it up on the cameras here. On the 395 northbound stretch as you head from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge, it looks like right on the bridge span for the crash. Crews are responding. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather on the forecast today, 37 degrees. Precipitation coming in from the west, could be sleet freezing rain, could cause a light glaze on road surfaces this afternoon. Winter weather advisory, 3 o'clock until 9 o'clock tonight. And a little evening light rain and then chilly overnight down to 30 degrees. Sunshine much milder tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 18 in Chantilly, 19 in Waldorf, 21 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. How's the president's health? We'll find out this week. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Hey, joining us at 8:35, Katrina Pearson, spokesperson for the Trump campaign. Someone who knows the man well can answer a lot of questions for us. And Mary Walton here at Vince Colonies.
Good evening, ladies and remaining gentlemen. I'm Seth Meyers, and I'll be your host tonight. Welcome to the 75th annual Golden Globes, and Happy New Year, Hollywood. It's 2018, marijuana is finally allowed, and sexual harassment finally isn't.
There you go. There's last night Seth Meyers in his opening monologue at the Golden Globes. Christian Toto is a film critic. He's also with HollywoodandToto.com and the host of the Hollywood and Toto podcast, available on iTunes. Christian, good morning. What did you make of the Golden Globes last night?
You know, it was kind of just what I expected, and that's a good and a bad thing. The Golden Globes gave out a lot of awards in a hurry. They kind of just run through the process, and that's always good. You don't get those really slow, awkward things you see at the Oscars. But the event itself, it seemed so obsessed with the Harvey Weinstein cultural revolution, they kind of got ahead of themselves, and there were some really awkward moments along the way.
Yeah, and that's the thing about these Golden Globes. I thought they can suck the joy out of anything. And they were even talking about Harvey Weinstein and about how he's going to be the only man booed in 20 years when they do the in memoriam. And I thought, wow, there's a lot of other people who are sitting in that audience, though, who probably may have similar problems down the road and don't even know it yet. How does Hollywood pull this back of just ousting anyone who is accused?
Hollywood is really good at virtue signaling. They've done it for years with different ribbons and different pins and different speeches. But yeah, you're exactly right. And by the way, while I was watching the awards, Ally Sheedy, actress from The Breakfast Club, tweeted something suggesting that James Franco may have some explaining to do. Obviously, he won a Golden Globe last night for The Disaster Artist. He's a very talented guy. And then she took down the tweet. I thought it was just sort of symptomatic of what's going on in Hollywood, the fact that they all knew for so long, and they got caught, and now that's why they're talking about it. And it's good to talk about it, and it's good that people are getting caught and being exposed. But I fear there's a lot more going on that I think that all the buttons and the ribbons and the speeches just doesn't really kind of make up for it.
And you had street artist Sabo, who was trolling them in the area near the Golden Globes. He had put up various signs in bus stops showing Seth Meyers with the tag that says, "We knew." You know, and Harvey Weinstein with quotes from Meryl Streep and things like that, and totally trolling them. And you're right, I think most people watching this goes, come on, you all knew what was going on. You just didn't say anything. And that's probably.
Yeah, you know, I think Seth Meyers had to address the issue. I thought he had a couple of really funny lines and I think a couple of poignant lines as well. But I think when the night becomes consumed by that, I think it's projection, it's defensive. I think the night would have been much better if Seth did what he did. And then later on, we had that Oprah Winfrey speech, which was spectacular. I mean, it's powerfully delivered. She's had problems in the past with sexual abuse. I think that would have said it all. But I think it was the same kind of repetition that they had with the Oscars So White a year or two ago, where they just had to keep apologizing and bringing it up. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a show for the best TV and movies. That should flow. That should kind of come out. And I think that was lost last night.
Yeah, it definitely seemed to be that way. And among the things you mentioned, Oprah, among the things that happened last night is she gives this speech and the reaction among liberals and it seems like people in the room is that she should be the next president of the United States, which is kind of a bizarre position to be in for a room that thinks that the current president is uniquely unqualified. Yet they say that this entertainer should be the next president. What did you make of sort of the Oprah moments in the room?
Well, I mean, hypocrisy is nothing new to Hollywood. It's their stock in trade. But it was a great speech. She is powerful. And the fact that Donald Trump is the president means all bets are off as far as public figures. So she's got an enormously likable persona. She's a force of nature. She's self-made. So I get what's going on. But we shall see. I think it's a wee bit premature to put her in the 2020 category, but you never know.
What about the people who did not wear black last night? Like, you were forced into wearing black because if you didn't wear black, you're obviously going to be ostracized. So everyone was forced into wearing black. A couple of women did not wear black, though. What about them?
Yeah, I don't know what to think. Listen, it's just a signal. Actions speak louder than words. So I don't think they're going to suffer any repercussions. At least I hope not. But the whole thing was kind of silly, especially when it went to the, not only are women going to wear black, but men are. Well, you know, men wear tuxedos, and that's mostly a black attire. So, you know, it's symptomatic of the issues that Hollywood has, where they're talking, they're saying, but they still kept secret for so long. And you know people in that room have more secrets to share. And we'd be hearing sooner than later.
LaChristian, I want to quickly get you to do a rundown of the actual winners of this thing, because there were some actual winners to the night other than just the social signaling that we saw. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri wins Best Motion Picture Drama, and then Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy goes to Lady Bird. Any reactions to those?
Yeah, not surprising. I think the awards that were given out last night, there weren't too many shocks. You know, Handmaid's Tale winning again and again, Big Little Lies again and again with the TV front. But, you know, the sense I get is that Three Billboards has got, if not the front runner, has a strong chance at winning a few Oscars in a couple of weeks. And so does Lady Bird. Lady Bird is a very good movie. It's Greta Gerwig behind the camera, and Saoirse Ronan is a wonderful actress. So I think, you know, while the Golden Globes don't tell you what's going to win the Oscars, I think at this point, there's a sort of a conventional wisdom forming about which films are the favorites.
Is there a trend here among films in terms of the topics that they're addressing and grappling with among award winners?
You know, it's interesting. Three Billboards deals with racism, about some nasty cops. So I think from a left-of-center point of view, that might be catnip. But then again, The Post, which is celebrating journalism in all its alleged glory, that one didn't get much love last night at all. So it's tough to say there's a real specific theme, but I think sometimes when a movie hits on a moment or two, it can help. It can, you know, every bit of momentum matters, especially in a close race.
Every year, you've got every award show, the host is always judged, and I find that almost every award show, they're judged negatively. Like, nobody can survive an award show unless you're Billy Crystal.
Right.
What happened with Seth Meyers last night? How do you score him?
Well, I mean, I choked on the woke. It was just ridiculous in that fashion. But you know what? His delivery was fine. He you know, got off some pretty good jokes. He addressed the elephant in the room. So I thought he did just fine. He did what you imagine. And by the way, he mentioned to multiple press outlets he was not going to mention Trump or mock Trump. He did just that. So you knew that was going to happen. But it was disingenuous of him to even say he would not when you knew he would.
Yeah, it's hard to resist. They can't at all.
They can't.
Christian Toto, thank you very much. Film critic, HollywoodInToto.com, and host of the Hollywood in Toto podcast. Really appreciate your take this morning, sir.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, more from those Golden Globes, too. I want to share some of the wild and zany audio highlights from them in a moment. You're going to like this. 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, my goodness. Our Beltway Maryland commuters have had a rough go at it. Here's the latest problem. Accident in the backups after Old Georgetown Road, but before you get around the curve to River Road. And here we come. Another fire truck's coming to the scene of the crash. So everybody hang tight here. They're stopping traffic. Beltway after Old Georgetown Road, and they're going to now let the right lane get by. So right lane is getting by, but a lot going on here. A couple ambulances, three ambulances seen here, and a fire truck. So once you get by there, the reason why we've had the major delays is the multi-car crash before you get to River Road, and that cleanup was continuing along the far right in the right lane. Because of that crash before River Road, 270 is hung up badly as you come out of Gaithersburg onto the spur to the crash at River Road. So extra time needed for all in that area. Now, elsewhere, 395 across the 14th Street Bridge. No help on the scene yet for this crash involving, looks like a dump truck and a car behind it. If you're coming north 395 from the Pentagon, everyone's coming up to the back of this crash and then realizing that they're not moving needs to get to the left. So again, this is right as you approach the bridge span. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, there's a winter weather advisory in effect from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. today. Cloudy skies with periods of light rain this afternoon. Some sleet or freezing rain possible. A high of 37 degrees. Tonight, it'll become partly cloudy after some evening light rain. A low around 30. Then tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 47 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 21. 8:17 on WMAL.
Cold weather means bursted pipes. For emergency repair and quick water damage remediation, call 1-800-WET-CARPET. Angie's List Super Service Award winner, ready to help you now. Call 1-800-WET-CARPET. That's 1-800-WET-CARPET.
All right, those Golden Globes. There's a lot of connecting tissue in between all of the interesting moments, so we condense down the interesting moments for you. Here's Seth Meyers, who was, again, hosting the show last night, went after Harvey Weinstein in the following way. Here's Seth.
Well, I think it's time to address the elephant not in the room. Harvey Weinstein isn't here tonight because, well, I've heard rumors that he's crazy and difficult to work with.
Get it? Like women.
But don't worry, he'll be back in 20 years when he becomes the first person ever booed during the In Memoriam. It'll sound like that.
I think he's giving Harvey Weinstein more time than he's actually getting. 20 years? I think he's being generous. Have you seen Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah. Well, isn't he like in rehab? Oh, he only lasted in rehab a week. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you know, he's out in California doing rehab. You know what? Like one of those places where they revamp everything about your life. So maybe he's healthy and eating well. And you
saw the rumor that he was like in town, like stalking the Golden Globes or something.
Did you see that? Two different people. I know Rosanna Arquette was one of them who tweeted out that apparently she saw Harvey Weinstein and everybody went nuts. What do you see in town?
It'd be so funny if he crashed the place. What they would do.
It apparently wasn't him.
Uh-huh. So Just some poor, ugly guy. Meanwhile, Seth Meyers also joking about Kevin Spacey, and who until recently was basically a saint in Hollywood. Listen to this.
Well, despite everything that happened this year, the show goes on. For example, I was happy to hear they're going to do another season of House of Cards. Is Christopher Plummer available for that, too? I hope he can do a southern accent, because Kevin Spacey sure couldn't.
There you go. Could, a year ago, not a single soul would have mocked Kevin Spacey on stage.
Well, it's open season now, and again,
it's obviously safe now. Yeah.
Well, it's safe now, but has there been any trial? Has there been anything for Kevin Spacey to prove innocence or guilt?
Hollywood did that.
Well, exactly.
They just did
exactly
that
on stage. My point.
Also, here's more Seth Meyers. Remember, Christian Toto was talking about, yes, he did take some shots at Trump. And he talked about not only the president being the president, but how he got there and why Oprah could be next.
And Oprah, while I have you, in 2011, I told some jokes about our current president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, jokes about how he was unqualified to be president, and some have said that night convinced him to run. So if that's true, I just want to say, Oprah, you will never be president. You do not have what it takes. And Hanks, where's Hanks? You will never be vice president. You are too mean and unrelatable. Now we just wait and see.
Now we wait and see. It could be faster than he expects, because there's all this chatter now that Oprah should run for president in 2020.
Well, the great thing about that is you get a car and you get a car and you get a car. We're all going to get cars when Oprah's president.
Well, I mean, you've got Oprah Winfrey, who... Like, everyone, I mean, Reese Witherspoon gushing about her last night. And then Oprah gets up there to accept the Cecile B. DeMille Award. And here's what this sounds like. Listen to this speech. This is the one that I'm getting news alerts now from, like, Axios and Politico. Everybody's saying, look out for Oprah as presidential.
As we all have lived too many years in a culture broken by brutally powerful men. For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up.
Yeah, and she keeps going on. Anyway, the speech being celebrated, Christian Toto had nice things to say about it, too. But enough people are now saying, you know what? That woman should be president of the United States. Make Oprah president.
Star of almost like a reality show, kind of.
Almost.
It's interesting.
822 here on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Are you one of those people, like so many of us, that pretend that a tooth doesn't hurt? And so you're like, oh, I'm just going to ignore it. It must be my sinuses. My sinuses are draining. That's what it is. And you keep ignoring it, and you hope it goes away, and then it doesn't. And you realize, I can't take this anymore. It's really bothering me. I got to go to a dentist. So you finally go. Well, that nagging pain is a reminder that you need to do something about it. You got a problem. And the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, they are here to help you. During your first new patient visit, they're going to take the time to learn more about you, and they will work with you to plan out your dental health care. If you prefer sedation, they're going to customize that for you. Sedation allows for multiple procedures to be done in just one visit, so you save time. And in many cases, you won't even remember the visit, or maybe you just need something to make you a little bit less anxious. They can do that as well. They make sure everyone is on the same page with the treatment plan. So if you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, maybe you're just a little anxious, or maybe you just need a great dentist, well, take my advice. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
After I got out of the Navy, I needed a university that would help me transition to civilian life. With UMUC, my military advisor had my back every step of the way, and I learned the management skills that allowed me to become a partner in a fitness company. Now, I'm making a real difference, and it's the best feeling ever.
Whether you want to start your own business or advance in your field, University of Maryland University College is here to help. We're a public state university founded for adult learners just like Navy veteran and UMUC alum Catherine Stoddard. UMUC offers 90-plus programs and specializations in fields like business and management to help give you the skills and knowledge employers want. Plus, with classes online and no SAT, GRE, or GMAT required for most programs, UMUC can work for you. This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Spring classes are now enrolling. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I'll look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters, please be very careful. No help on the scene yet of the crash. 395 northbound before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. White car in the back of a dump truck and everyone coming up on it and realizing, oh, they're not moving. It's an accident. You need to get out of the right lane. So it's very tricky here and dangerous. Northbound 395 right as you approach the bridge span in the right lane. All right, and crews are aware that it's there, so they are on their way. On the Beltway, Maryland, near Old Georgetown Road, outer loop, after you pass the exit for Old Georgetown Road, only the right lane gets by the crash. Delays beginning almost back out of College Park at 95. They're right near New Hampshire Avenue, so a long haul on that stretch of the Beltway, and that was all caused from the initial crash, outer loop at River Road, which is on the shoulder. Now, due to that crash, 270, hang on, it's a slow Monday go here. Take that second cup of coffee to go out of Gaithersburg, jammed onto the spur to get you toward River Road. Crash to the shoulder, so that's some better news there. Oh, there's a new incident that should come out of the Dulles area, south on 28, south of the toll road for accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some wintry precipitation coming in. Precipitation type may be the nasty type. Some sleet freezing rain possible as we get into this afternoon. 37 degrees. Winter weather advisory kicks in at 3 until 9 o'clock this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 21 degrees. 826 on WMAL. Quick update for you about that Trump Tower fire in New York that we've been tracking this morning. Turns out it was in a cooling tower on top of the roof, and it looks like the firefighters have put it out. Here is a spokesman for the New York Fire Department. Listen to this.
This building has two roofs, actually. It has a low roof where all the mechanical equipment is where it would be, and then a top roof, like a decorative roof with some vents to cover that equipment so you don't see it from the outside. So we had flames coming out of those vents. Again, it did not have no smoke condition, no fire inside the building. We're on that lower roof level. Our units got up there quickly. We got water on fire. You can see it was a very, you're actually using water. It's 19 degrees out, so it caused a lot of steam and more smoke, and we were able to extinguish the fire without any problems within the building.
Yeah, that steam making it look very dramatic. He also said there were two minor injuries, one firefighter getting hit with debris, and the other was an engineer who tried to put it out with a fire extinguisher, breathed in some smoke, but has refused treatment like a man. So Trump Tower survives.
Oh, good. And it wasn't where he was keeping his private server, was it?
No. Nothing to do with the private server. Although I did see some people speculate he wanted a bigger fire than Hillary's Chappaqua fire last week. 828 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor, and I want to challenge you to make 2018 your healthiest year ever. I know personally how difficult it is taking that first step towards a better, healthier you. But take it from me. Once you make the commitment with EMP 180 weight loss, you'll never look back. With any weight loss program, it's important to see results quickly and consistently to avoid getting discouraged. And with EMP 180, that is exactly what you can expect. I saw results with EMP 180 right away. I would literally notice small changes every day. More energy, baggier clothes, and every weekly weigh-in brought more good news, whether it was lost pounds or a lower body fat percentage. It was actually fun to check in with my counselors to be able to put a measurement to the progress I could already feel and see for myself. So accept my challenge and join the growing list of happier, healthier EMP 180 weight loss success stories. Locations in Tysons and Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your appointment today.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right, joining us next will be Katrina Pearson, former spokeswoman for the Trump campaign. She'll have a lot to say about all of the things that people are saying about Donald Trump. Do people near him really hate him? We'll find out from Katrina. And then also, something smelled funny at the Wizards game. It's not their record, by the way. They're doing pretty well. 8:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We're under a winter weather advisory starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon through 9 tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Fling tells us.
We're looking mid to late afternoon. We can start seeing some light winter mix move into the area. And we could, you know, with the very cold ground and surface temperatures that we're going to have in place, we're expecting a glaze of ice to accumulate on those areas. So that's going to create some slippery conditions across the area.
And he says that could make the drive home hazardous. Stay with WMAL for the latest weather and road information all afternoon. Several school systems in Northern Virginia are closed today, while in Maryland, officials are closely monitoring the weather and the forecast for that wintry mix. Montgomery County schools now say they expect to make a decision about a potential early dismissal within the next couple of hours. New York firefighters are at the scene of a fire at Trump Tower in Manhattan this hour. The fire department says it was called around 7 this morning for a fire on the top floor, but there were no immediate reports of injuries and no evacuations have been reported. Steve Bannon is apologizing for some comments he made about President Trump's first year in office, quotes that form a central part of the new book, Fire and Fury.
Steve Bannon putting out a statement for the first time directly in response to those quotations of his in that book, specifically taking exception to a portion where he describes a meeting between Trump campaign officials and Russian nationals at Trump Tower back in June of 2016 as treasonous and unpatriotic. Bannon saying that those comments were not directed toward Donald Trump Jr., who he calls a patriot, but rather toward former campaign chairman Paul Manafort.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez checking your money. The Dow opened today at 25,296. The Nasdaq at 71,37. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. An overtime win for the Caps. College basketball, Maryland wins. The Maryland women win. George Mason loses. NFL playoffs, Jacksonville and New Orleans advance. And Alabama takes on Georgia tonight for the National College Football title. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Looking to save money on your Medicare Part D prescriptions? As a preferred pharmacy, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on Tier 1 generics on select plans. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Nothing will flatter her more than Mervis Diamond Ear Studs. She'll wear them every day. It's the one essential she'll never take off. Mervis Diamond Ear Studs are classic. They're the ideal accessory. Our studs are brighter and flash more. That's my guarantee. It's the world-famous Mervis quality which creates that blaze of light. Mervis Diamonds are so brilliant, it's rude not to stare. Mervis proudly shows the most diamond ear studs. We offer all sizes and prices. Starting at just $500 for gorgeous half carats, our unrivaled collection selection includes studs from modest to truly grand. The amazing thing is the Mervis value, which makes our diamond ear studs so affordable. For the rest of time, you can trade up your Mervis diamond ear studs for larger, and we'll apply the full purchase price. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Just bring your studs back whenever you're in the mood and keep moving up. All you pay is the difference. Mervis Diamond Importers. For diamond ear studs you can't live without. Financing is available. For stores, go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost 2 decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. Win up to $10,000 weekly in free play and a chance at the grand prize of $100,000 in cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entries. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters, help is arriving and has made it to the scene of this accident. 395 northbound before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. So now we have 3 police cars behind the dump truck in the car involved in the crash. Right lane blocked right as you get onto the 14th Street Bridge. So everyone be prepared for that and let everyone merge into the left, please. On the inner loop of the Virginia Beltway in the Merrifield area, inner loop before 66, crash reported on 66. We're actually thinning out a bit here, heading through Manassas, Centerville. Heaviest stretch will be in the Fairlakes, Fair Oaks area. Had the crash to the shoulder. Westbound 66, a little bit of volume to get you past Glebe Road. Maryland, it has been a struggle on the Beltway. Latest incident still blocking left lane is going to be on the outer loop after Old Georgetown Road. A lot happening at the scene of this 3-car crash. So as you come off of I-95, commuters saying the workaround toward 270, about an hour and a half to get past this crash after Old Georgetown Road. The crash they called this big delays, outer loop near River Road, gone. Everything that was on the shoulder, they just moved on. I just switched everything clear, but it definitely has an impact on 270 still coming out of Germantown down to the Beltway. A solid lineup for all of you in that stretch, so you need to be prepared. North Bethesda as you head south on Old Georgetown Road near Tuckerman Lane for the accident. And that update is now sponsored by Plus Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help you feel comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit A-Plus-HVAC.com today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds thickening this morning. Milder weather in. 37 this afternoon. Freezing rain, some sleet around. Maybe some light rain mixed in there. And a winter weather advisory for this wintry mess expected. 3 o'clock this afternoon until 9 this evening. Might have some evening light rain. An overnight little chillier, 30 degrees. Sunny tomorrow, how about this, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Arlington, 12 in Bowie, 21 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, look, I don't
think anyone is particularly surprised by what has been revealed in the Wolf book in terms of the questions that people working closest with the president have about his capacity to do the job. I don't think there's anyone in Congress, frankly, of either party, who does not concur, at least privately, with those observations and concerns. Certainly very few are willing to express them publicly in Congress, and I think that's the detriment of our institution.
Right there, that's Adam Schiff with Jake Tapper. That was the interview right after Stephen Miller's interview that just exploded. Here to discuss this with us is Katrina Pearson, spokeswoman for the America First Action, which is the primary super PAC in support of the Trump administration, and she is someone who knows the president quite well. Katrina, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the new line of attack now seems to be, since Russia is not working out so well for the Democrats, now it just seems to be the president's insane. He needs to be removed from office and put in an institution somewhere. You happen to know the president. Do you see anything, any kind of veracity to any of these claims?
No, I don't. But I'll tell you what I do see. I do see Donald Trump as someone who clearly operates at a different level than a lot of his detractors. As Steve Miller mentioned on the interview on Jake Tapper yesterday, I mean, we're talking about someone that created a multi-billion dollar empire, has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He has an international name recognition. He truly is someone that has accomplished something that no one else has accomplished, becoming president on his first try after never having been involved in politics. And sometimes you have to call a political genius what it is. And it's not that he's irrational or distracting or what they're all saying, that he belongs stripped from his power in an insane asylum. He's just someone who is functioning on one thing and one thing only, and that is getting the job done by himself, as himself, because he does have this nature of a personality to where he doesn't really care about all of the nonsense and all of the bickering. He just want to get things done. And a lot of people, especially inside the Beltway, just don't understand that.
You know, one of the big stories that came out of this book, of course, is the existence and rejection of Steve Bannon, because Bannon makes these comments in the book regarding the notion that the Trump Tower meeting was treasonous and that it was unpatriotic and that everyone involved, the three men involved here, Paul Manafort, Jared Kushner, and Donald Trump Jr., were all guilty of this. He's now walked back those comments, claiming that he wasn't talking about Don Jr., but merely Paul Manafort. But the president of the United States, quick to make a statement last week saying that he not only lost his job, but he lost his mind, and that he had very little to do with him winning the presidency. You worked with Bannon on the campaign. You were there since like 2015. You were a part of the campaign the longest of almost anyone. Did you see Steve Bannon being useful or helpful in terms of getting Trump elected to the presidency?
You know, the president was absolutely right in his statement. Steve Bannon wasn't even around when some of this stuff was going on. And the other thing is, how could he possibly make such statements when he wasn't even a part of many of the discussions, particularly on policy, that Donald Trump, the candidate, had prior to Steve Bannon's arrival? I recall sitting a couple of hours with the president in his office at Trump Tower discussing these very popular policies on immigration, on trade, things that he launched his campaign on. You know, many of us, well, I should say just a handful of us really, were there prior to the famous escalator ride. And these were his policies prior to Steve Bannon. Do they have the same ideology? Of course. But so did apparently millions of other Americans. When Steve Bannon came in, the race was already won. President Trump won this race the day he announced. He shot up to number one and stayed there the entire time. And once he locked up the Indiana primary, there was no way he was going to lose to Hillary Clinton. And those of us who were close to President Trump or candidate Trump at the time knew that from the beginning.
When Bannon did join the campaign, though, was he an influential campaign member?
Bannon did have some ties among the grassroots, and I'm sure he had great political insights. The president talks to everyone. He would ask the waiter what he thought of his political views. He would take everything into account. But I will tell you that I have seen several people get around Donald Trump, the man, and literally lose their minds. They get caught up in his presence and his power and his command, and they absorb it. And power does do weird things to some people. But the problem here is the vindictiveness, the manipulation, and the betrayal that Steve Bannon did to the president and his family. And I think that's really where the knife gets turned. Not necessarily all the salaciousness in the book, but the fact that this was something that Bannon actually intended and really didn't apologize for, I think really goes to show the nature of his character.
All right, two questions. Did you ever see Michael Wolff around? I mean, did you ever recall seeing him, number one? And number two, why would Steve Bannon do this? Why?
Well, no. To answer your first question, I've never seen him around, and I have been up at the White House several times. I personally never saw him, never spoke to him. And the reason for Steve Bannon to do this, I think, is what everyone is wondering. No one that I know of can figure out any rhyme or reason why this would happen, other than the fact that maybe this is something that sort of got away from him. He just has to deal with the fallout, which is truly unfortunate. But like I said, the betrayal, regardless if he was venting to someone or just talking to a reporter, trying to the original intent is stated to be is to get a chronological experience of President Trump's first 100 days. Some of the things that he said are just completely outrageous. And as you mentioned earlier, he's definitely walking that back now, but the damage is done. The betrayal is out there. This is the president of the United States. This isn't some buddy of yours that you used to go to college with.
Katrina, with our last 30 seconds here, you know, I've seen some reporters talking about the fact that the book rings true, and they say that that's a basis enough for them to cover its contents. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it definitely fits the narrative that has been going on in the mainstream media since the beginning of the campaign. We've dealt with the chaos and the infighting and the backstabbing since the very beginning. Ultimately, the president does come out on top because 99.9% of it is false, made up, fake. We deal with fake news on a daily basis. Most people are not surprised by that.
Katrina Pearson, thank you. Good to have you here this morning. Look forward to having you back on Mornings on the Mall.
Great to be here.
Nice to have you. 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, because three accidents weren't enough. Unfortunately, we have a fourth one now. This one in the Forestville area, inner loop as you approach the exit for Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Stay to the right to get by. I'm looking at delays almost back at Central Avenue. So again, coming around that stretch of the Beltway, 214 toward Route 4, and the delays because of the crash. Crews are working on that, so hang tight. On the trip in from Riverdale and Chevrolet, Riverdale, that delay is actually eased out. Chevrolet getting better, but once you get onto 295 South, still bogged down to get you past Benning Road down toward East Capitol Street. The crash, Virginia, slowing us off of 395 coming out of the Landmark in Shirlington. Right before you get to the 14th Street Bridge, have the right lane blocked, and with that, to merge to get past the crash, the George Washington Parkway southbound just inching along. Now, Virginia Beltway, inner loop before 66 for the accident. Maryland, topside, as you head from College Park around through Silver Spring, Bethesda, a continuous lineup. I've been talking about this crash for a long time here near Old Georgetown Road. Two right lanes get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
New week and a new set of problems. Should be huge problems, but still with a winter weather advisory in effect this afternoon from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. this evening. We'll get some slick travel around with some sleet or freezing rain starting to develop west to east in the second part of the day. 37 for the high. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 21 degrees, feels like 11, 8:47 on WMAL. All right, something stinky at the Capital One Arena on Saturday. And one of the things was the Wizards did lose to the Milwaukee Bucks 110 to 103. But actually, there was a genuine odor that was in section 104. The Washington Post reporting on this is strange. It said they smelled a strange smoky odor, the fans did, and recall feeling a sensation that caused coughing, sneezing, and for some, throat irritation. It was isolated to rows P through U of section 104, and those fans all voluntarily evacuated the area, actually left the stands in the middle of the game.
Wait, what were those rows again?
Rows P through U.
P-U?
P-U. How did you...
Nobody else caught that?
So you're saying this is probably a made-up story.
No,
if it's P-U, that's a good point. Wow, you're brilliant. A P through U, section 104, voluntarily evacuated the area, according to several witnesses. And so there's a guy named Daryl Watkins who was in row P. He said he began to notice something unusual during a stoppage of play with just 3 minutes left in the game. He said, once the T-shirt toss ended, the air just smelled different. Something happened. I just started to cough. I felt I was getting sick, and I didn't think nothing of it at first, but I couldn't stop coughing, and my throat started feeling odd, like real scratchy. His friends, they all started leaving, and he said this, quote, I'm coughing, and I see him sneezing, meaning his friend, and I started listening to everybody else. I look around. Everybody's coughing. Eyes are red. Tears are dripping down their faces. At one point, just became too much, and the best thing to do was to leave.
Just got to find the guy who had the nachos.
The Wizards investigated this, and it didn't work. They couldn't find anything. They couldn't find the nachos or anything. They said ushers and security personnel responded immediately after an unusual odor was reported that led some patrons to leave the affected section during the fourth quarter of last night's Wizards game. No one in the area reported seeing anything to security either upon their arrival or after they had conducted their investigation, and no patrons requested first aid or assistance. It's weird, though, that an entire section would basically collapse into coughing and crying and red eyes and tearing, and they end up leaving. I mean, it's like a scene out of 24 or something. Like a chemical attack took place. So, you know, something weird like that. And, of course, nowadays you always fear the worst.
But it's also weird that it was only restricted to certain rows, and it didn't cross over into any other sections. This is weird.
Well, they got to keep
it. Sounds like an onion story.
They got to keep it contained to P through U, Mary. P U.
You're just upset that you didn't pick that up before me.
It's brilliant. 849 on WML.
Cold weather means bursted pipes. For emergency repair and quick water damage remediation, call 1-800-WET-CARPET. Angie's List Super Service Award winner, ready to help you now. Call 1-800-WET-CARPET. That's 1-800-WET-CARPET.
How many of you made a New Year's resolution to get healthy? You know, you're going to eat healthier, you're going to take care of yourself, you're going to work out. Well, do you know that just by getting better sleep, it can make you healthier? You can actually sleep your way to fulfilling your New Year's resolution. And you know who can help you do it? Mattress Warehouse. Because if you have a great mattress, it helps you sleep better and you won't wake up in the morning feeling tired and with an achy body. Right now at Mattress Warehouse, you can save up to 60% with the floor model clearance sale, with mattresses starting at just $79. They're in stock. You can take it home today. And they're Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. They make Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. Get a free memory foam mattress with the purchase of a Somos bed adjustable base, or save up to $900 on select mattresses. Get bed matched at a Mattress Warehouse near you. Visit sleephappens.com for locations.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What's the happiest city in America? You want to take a guess? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. My good friend Dan Buettner is the expert on what are called blue zones. Those are places where people live the longest and healthiest lives. He travels all over the world, and along the way he realized it's not worth living to 100 if you don't enjoy that journey. Dan says in the happiest communities, residents are able to weave together the essential strands of happiness, which are pride, pleasure, and purpose. Pride is simple. Rate your life on a scale of 1 to 10. Pleasure? How often did you smile, laugh, or feel real joy in the last 24 hours? And purpose? Did you learn or do something interesting yesterday? In case you're curious, money can buy happiness, but only up to the point that your basic needs are covered, about $70,000 a year in the United States. And I almost forgot, the happiest city in America? Boulder, Colorado. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Wake up to the power of the dollar at Taco Bell, where you can get the new $1 breakfast stacker loaded with three lavish layers of fluffy eggs and melty cheese. Three layers. There are three sides to the pyramid on the dollar bill. Is the Bell Illuminati behind this? Maybe the $1 breakfast stacker is the new morning order. Experience the power of the dollar at Taco Bell. At participating locations for a limited time during breakfast hours, prices may vary, tax extra.
Larry O'Connor here with an easy way for you to start the new year cleaner with the only company I trust to deep clean my carpets, Zero Res. This January, Zero Res has a great deal for you. Get a room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh today. What I really love about Zero Res is how easy it is. They bring all the equipment needed, including the water, and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots or odors left behind. A Zero Res clean doesn't use any chemicals. It's odorless, so it's really great for allergy sufferers. Trust me, no one cleans like Zero Res can. It's amazing. If you haven't done it yet, pick up the phone and call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL New Year's Special, each room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our half-year patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been a busy morning. A lot of incidents, though, Virginia. However, lanes have been reopened, so change for the better. 395 northbound. I know coming out of Shirlington, you're still in the delays, but the crash as you approach the 14th Street Bridge, gone. Had the dump truck and car involved in that. Also trying to recover will be the southbound side of the George Washington Parkway to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge. Now, the inner loop of the Virginia Beltway were jammed through Annandale towards 66. Before you get to the exit for 66, we had the incident. Maryland on Old Georgetown Road coming southbound through Bethesda near Tuckerman Lane, still for crash cleanup. And are you ready? Maryland Beltway, the latest problem, still with the crash along the left side. Inner loop in Forestville near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Outer loop at Old Georgetown Road, crash gone, but still jammed there. And 270, residual delays out of Gaithersburg onto the spur from an earlier crash. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. No someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some wintry precipitation coming in. Precipitation type may be the nasty type. Some sleet freezing rain possible as we get into this afternoon. 37 degrees. Winter weather advisory kicks in at 3 until 9 o'clock this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 21 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:56 on WMAL.
The people around you are getting wise. You have a problem and everybody knows it. Your addiction is destroying your life. How many friends will you lose? What's next? Your job, your family, your life? You've got one shot at this. Make your first call count. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now at 800-793-4977. Banyan Treatment Centers can help you find the right treatment program and even help with family interventions. You or your loved one can be enrolled in the right treatment program today. Make the phone call. Get into treatment today and save your life. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now at 800-793-4977. Addiction specialists are ready to help you or a loved one now. The consultation is free and completely confidential. Do something while you still can. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now, 800-793-4977. That's 800-793-4977.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. and an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free2Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
All right, well, the president off to the national championship game tonight, so we'll see how both the game goes and see him waving from the box, you know, saying hello to everybody.
Maybe we can find out a little bit more about what people think about allowing 16-year-olds to vote.
Oh, yeah, that. And are we going to get more snow-free snow days? What's that about?
Oh, the weaker we get, the more days off we get.
Yeah. You know,
so that's kind of a good thing. Anybody catch the Golden Globes last night? It was a big Hollywood gala, or was it a gala? I'm not sure. It was a festival of some kind. And that won't soon be forgotten, I'll tell you. They forgot President Trump and they forgot the Post.
Oh. Yeah.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Be prepared. The weather could make your drive home from work this afternoon a slow and hazardous commute. We're under a winter weather advisory from 3 o'clock this afternoon until 9 tonight, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Fling.
This is a light wintry event, but the timing frame for the metro areas is looking around the 3 to 5 o'clock time frame in the D.C. metro area for the onset, and it'll continue into the early evening hours before it does eventually move off and out of our area to the east.
Stay with WMAL for the latest weather and road information through the afternoon. And with freezing precipitation on the way, what are road crews doing to prepare?
Right now, frankly, not much. They did the hard work last week when Thursday's snow came through.
We've got some residual brine on the road, so it's already been effectively pre-treated. And since the temperatures have been under freezing, that's going to be our initial line of defense.
Antonio Campbell with Maryland State Highway says crews will be standing by before noon to throw more salt down, but the rest is up to you.
It's always good to be careful, no matter what roadway you're on. Make sure you drive at a reasonable speed.
John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The smoke has now diminished on the roof of Trump Tower in New York City. New York firefighters were called there around 7 this morning for a report of a fire on the top floor of the building. Smoke billowed out from one corner of the high-rise for a while before most of it dissipated. There was no immediate report of any injuries or what caused the fire. Protesters are getting ready for President Trump's visit to Atlanta tonight to attend the college football championship game between Alabama and Georgia. The NAACP is asking people to wear white and hold anti-Trump signs. Another group says demonstrators will take a knee before the big game to protest the visit. Starting today, you will not be allowed to carry a negative balance in your Metro Smart Trip card.
It'll be just like any other business, right? You'll pay for what you use. You know, when you go to McDonald's and you order a cheeseburger and the cheeseburger costs, you know, $2, they don't say, you know, give us $1.50 and you can make up the 50 cents, you know, the next time you're here.
Metro's Dan Stessel says the fare gate won't open for you if you just completed a trip you didn't have enough money for on your card. You'll have to use the ad fare machine, which only takes cash. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, meanwhile, is still pushing for a region-wide sales tax to fund Metro, despite growing discontent outside the district.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has called it unfair. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says it's a regressive tax on poor people. But D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser still thinks a region-wide 1 cent on the dollar sales tax is the best way to get Metro the money it says it needs.
I would hope that my colleagues want a real fix.
Bowser says Hogan's four-year plan, funded out of Maryland's Transportation Trust Fund, is just a Band-Aid.
The authority needs $500 million every year that's bondable.
She says the district can't do the sales tax alone.
It doesn't raise enough money.
But in the end,
we will work with our partners to get to a solution.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An investigation is being launched into a water main break that caused chaos and a lot of water-soaked suitcases at New York's JFK Airport yesterday.
The frigid conditions also wound up causing the machinery that moves that baggage that broke that machinery as well. Other complaints, passengers on Saturday said that there was so much confusion about gates and where planes should go. Many passengers complained that they sat on some planes for hours.
Correspondent Allison Kosick. Maryland officials are trying to raise awareness about financial scams targeting the elderly. State Controller Peter Francho and Attorney General Brian Frosch today are kicking off what they're calling Protect Week. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,296, the NASDAQ at 71.37. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who, like me, has lost weight and gotten healthier with EMP 180. All right, JJ, how are